Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Falconry and the Return of the Trinity River in the November issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Managing editor, Louis Bond.
Russell Graves wrote a great story on falconry for us this month. And falconry has such historic roots. It dates back to 7 centuries BC in Mesopotamia, believe it or not, all the way through European nobility, and even the Japanese samurai culture used falcons. So it has great historic traditions, not to mention it's just such a beautiful sight. One particular quote from a falconer really stood out for me about the bond between the bird and the hunter, and that is, every time you cut your bird loose, they can choose not to come back to you. Another story that we have is about the Trinity River Basin and how a group of landowners came together to try to save this beautiful area. And I grew up in Dallas. I remember the Trinity River 25, 30 years ago was seen as little more than a sewer. Fortunately, the picture's better there now, and now that these landowners have gotten together with private groups and the state, they're really doing a lot of work. 5 million people depend on the Trinity River for clean water, so there's nothing that could be more important. But they're having tremendous success, lots of good things to come, and it just proves once again that we can work together to protect and preserve our natural resources.
Thanks, Louie. We have more at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.